This is Fresh Air. Pamela Aaron's two previous novels, The Understory and The Virgins, have been finalists for prestigious literary awards. Aaron's new novel, 11 Hours, has just come out, and book critic Maureen Corrigan says the third time just could be the charm for Aaron's, because this novel is a winner.
Pamela Aaron's new novel, 11 Hours, is what traditionally would be called a small story. It's less than 200 pages, features only two main characters, and focuses primarily on events that take place over the span of, well, 11 hours. It's also a novel about the ultimate female adventure of childbirth. Indeed, 11 Hours is so fierce, so vivid in its depiction of the exhaustion of the spirit and the rending of the flesh during childbirth, it makes that boy adventure aboard the Pequod almost seem like a carnival cruise. 11 Hours opens when a 31-year-old woman named Lore Tannenbaum enters the maternity ward of a New York hospital all by herself. The nurse on duty is named Franklin. She's Haitian and around the same age. She, too, is pregnant, though few people know. Franklin lost a baby shortly after birth and has also had a miscarriage. Lore's losses are of a different sort. Her mother, who died a few years earlier, was her only family. Her fiancé, the father of her baby, had an affair with Lore's best friend and is now living with her. That's why Lore shows up at the maternity ward alone and so shut down. From this admittedly contrived premise springs a tough and emotionally authentic story. Aaron seems to be guided by the rule Jerry Seinfeld famously held fast to throughout the run of his show: no hugging, no learning. Lore and Franklin never open up and share confidences. Instead, with barely any conversation between them beyond that of practical necessity, they come to respect each other, as soldiers do, through their actions in the trenches of that hospital room, while hours pass and Lore's erratic contractions become more frequent. About those contractions, I have to say, as a woman who's never experienced the miracle of birth, Aaron's has quite a gift for making the pain of others felt. There are many and varied descriptions here of the harrowing process that Lore's body is enduring to get that baby out. One of the milder ruminations on birth occurs during this breather, while Lore is sucking on ice chips. The universe cannot be good. A good universe could not include the forcing of her child half inch by half inch down the birth canal, its soft head squeezed misshapen by the hugging walls, could not include her own grotesque and agonized prying open. These last months, Lore has often awoken in the morning, aware of some fearsome fact she cannot quite place. She has groped uneasily until finally, with a stab of fear, she remembers again. The baby will have to come out. It will have to come out that way. Franklin's own test of nerves occurs whenever she feels a twinge in her lower abdomen and fears that she's once again miscarrying. After an especially sharp stab in her groin, Franklin abruptly leaves Lore's bedside and goes to a nearby restroom. We're told that Franklin closes the stall door and pulls down her scrubs, her underpants. She already pictures the star-shaped print of blood on the cotton panel. But there is nothing there. Her stomach unclenches. But this is just one moment of reassurance, and there are so many more minutes, hundreds of thousands of minutes, to get through before the baby can be born. Aaron's deftly widens her focus to flashback to scenes from Franklin's hard childhood in Haiti, or Lore's wide-eyed belief upon moving to New York that she would find a longed-for world of culture and friends. In particular, the story of Lore's betrayal by her fiancé and artsy best friend reads like a miniaturized version of a novel by Jennifer Egan or Claire Massieu. But after these brief breaks, the narrative quickly returns to that hospital, where new life enters the world, or where, as Franklin says, despite all the medicine and machines, souls sometimes so easily flee the body and disperse. Those with delicate sensibilities should be forewarned. Aarons never flinches here, and in this incisive novel about birth, she bears witness to its beauty and brutality.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed 11 Hours by Pamela Aarons.